We're doing the Netivot Shalom. We're continuing where we left off yesterday. The Netivot Shalom had asked about the order of the verse when Hashem tells Avram, leave your land, leave your family, leave your father's home. It would seem that the order is the opposite. You leave your father's home, then you leave your family, the broader neighborhood, and then you leave the land. And he said that the verse is describing the evolvement. You have to leave the habits of the country you were born in. Then you have to leave the habits of your broader family. And then you have to leave the habits of your father's house. In each of those, there are traits that are negative, and you have to overcome them. And the easiest is the broader, the social norms of the country. It's much harder to leave the social norms of the family. The things that are improper within the family, well, they're a much more ingrained habit. And then the things you grew up with in your father's house, that's even much harder to overcome. And that's why Hashem tells him, you have to evolve and grow from all of those. And you have to discard that which is negative among those habits, those traits that you grew up with in your country, in your family, and in your father's house. V'zeu pe'ush lech lecha, that's what our sages meant when they said, go for yourself, for your own benefit. What does that mean? Hashem tells him, go for your own benefit. Avram needs an incentive. Go and you'll be wealthy. Great, that's what he's going for. Avram's focus is worldly things. That's not Avram's focus. The idea here is a connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Avram's focus in life is how do I connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam? You know, the Medrash says on the Pasuk, Avram says in our Parsha, Ribbono Shel Olam, what will you give me? I am walking without children. You guys remember that Pasuk? What will you give me? I am walking without children. There's a scary medrash on that pasuk. The medrash says, Avram says to the Ribbono Shel Olam, what will you give me? Will you give me children who will go in your footsteps or children who won't go in your footsteps? Because after this war against the four kings, Avram sees that even shame, even pious people can have children who don't go in God's footsteps. And then the continuation, where we read it as Avram's complaining, so to speak, I am going without children. The Medrash understands it as a declaration. I would rather go without children than have descendants who will transgress your will. What will you give me? Avram asks. Because if you intend to give me kids who are not going in your footsteps, leave me without kids. That's how the Medrash learns it. So what is Avram? He's looking for a promise of what? What's Hashem telling him? Go for your own benefit. The idea is, when you leave your family, your country, your father's house, you'll be able to connect to me because you'll be able to leave the negative traits that are there. That's what Hashem is saying for your own benefit. The greatest pleasure for a pious person like Avram is connecting to Ribbono Shel Olam. He's dedicated his life to that. And that's what Hashem tells him, leave your land and your family and your father's house. You have to leave those traits. And then you will be able to connect to me, and then you will have the pleasures of having a connection to Ribbono Shel Olam. And we'll say that's according to Seder Olam Rabbanat. We'll discuss that in the Parsha class, but we'll go with the order of the verses is that this is the first conversation. It's important to notice that Mesilat Yesharim, based on the Brisa and Tractate of Avodah Zarah, speaks about how you perfect your traits to the point of nevuah, prophecy. Prophecy is talking to God. What does that have to do with perfecting our traits? Well, you want to connect to Hashem, you have to perfect who you are. Your traits, the way you treat someone else. Someone once came to a rabbi and said to him, I have all kinds of difficulties understanding the Ribbono Shel Olam, why he would create a world, what it means that God is benevolent and kind. And the rabbi said to him, take a month and do things only for the sake of being a kind person. Every day try to do one thing in the morning and one thing in the afternoon or evening, which you do without any intention of getting anything back, just for the sake of being a good, kind person. No one will see you do it. You won't get credit, nothing, just for the sake of being a good, kind person. Try it. And then come back to me after a month and tell me if you still have difficulty understanding the Ribbono Shel Olam. So the guy says, I'm talking to you philosophy, and you're talking to me about being a kind person. And the rabbi said, right. Your capacity to understand the philosophy stems from who you are. I'm telling you, shift who you are, and then you'll have the perspective that will allow you to understand your Creator. When we develop our traits, we can connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam better. We become different people. So Avraham Avinu is told, you want to connect to me, Hashem says, leave the negative traits you're with. And that's what Hashem tells him, leave your family, your hometown, etc. Because it's not only our personal traits that stand in the way. It's also the traits that we acquire from our surroundings that stand in our way. There's a story of the Holy Rebbe of Apter that a person came to him and said, he has all kinds of thoughts and he has a difficulty in his emunah. And the Rebbe said to him, those aren't your thoughts, it's your neighbor. Your neighbor is having those thoughts, but you were affected by your neighbor. Hashem tells him, leave your land, leave your family, leave your father's house, because the easiest thing for you to leave is the effects of the country you grew up in. The next thing is to leave your family and then your father's house, but that's how you'll get to the chosen land. That's how you'll get to develop who you are supposed to be. And that's why the verse goes to such great lengths describing it. Because Hashem was telling him, you can't get there right away. One of the biggest mistakes people make when they come to Machon Meir is they think that within a week I can do it, within a month I can do it. No, you can't. There's an evolvement process. You want to grow? Your growth is gradual. Real growth is gradual. You want, and that's what Hashem is telling Avram. You know, Avram's 75 years old and he's been working on this. And Hashem says you're going to have to grow gradually. It's an evolvement. It's an evolvement to leave the country you grew up in. It's an evolvement to leave the family you grew up in. And it's an evolvement to leave your father's house. And you have to leave in order to come. You're going to try to come into the land of Israel, into being, realizing who you're supposed to be. You can't do that. You have to first leave where you've come from in order to realize your own potential. And that's why we understand why Hashem tells him, Lech, go. Hashem doesn't tell him, Tzei. By Noach it says, Tzei, get out of the ark. The idea of Tzei is that the main point is leave. Leave that ark. God is telling Noach, you must leave. You have to deal with the planet. You must leave. The stress is leave the ark. Here the stress isn't the leave. Here the stress is where are you going? In order to get there, you have to leave where you've come from. But the point is the positive. Where are you going? You have a goal. You're going to the chosen land. You're coming to the realization of who you should be in life. The fact that you have to leave is a means to the realization of the goal of where you're getting to. And that's why Hashem tells him, Lech Lecha, go and go till you reach that goal. And that's the idea of distancing yourself from all that. It's not, the stress isn't, I'm a misnagate, I'm against that. The stress is, I'm a chassid, I'm for that. I'm headed towards something.